Phil Moss, good morning, mate. Welcome.
Good morning, boys. Welcome back, Loz. Good to hear your dulcet tones, mate.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mossy. Had a really great time with the family over the Christmas period and the New Year period, but looking forward to a big year on the Big Sports Breakfast. But the story in the A-League, which happened yesterday, was the parting of ways with the Western Sydney Wanderers and their coach, Marcus Babbel. Obviously, we thought this was coming. And I said before on the program, I thought the way that Babbel handled himself yesterday was very classy.
Absolutely. Look, you only have to go to the website or social media to see a farewell video that he had shot on the training pitch. And it was all class. It really was. And look, I think it was a lesson in humility for the Australian game here. And it shows that coaches are human. And, you know, we get, as coaches, we get judged on results and we get a fair bit of abuse thrown at us. But ultimately, we're all human beings, as you know, Loz, you know, coaching State of Origin, as you have. It's a tough gig, but when you see a coach that vulnerable and that humble and showing all that humility the morning that he's been given the news, it was quite sobering. It really was. And full credit to Marcus Babbel for the way he's handled it.
Yeah, it's never nice when you receive that type of news. But given, you know, how he addressed the media yesterday and what he put out there on social media, that sort of suggested to me that he knew this may come at some stage if he didn't get the results. And he'd sort of been, you know, had some discussions, I'm assuming, that they needed to turn things around and turn things around pretty quickly, otherwise that he was out of a job.
Yeah, look, I think so, Loz. I think we'd be, you know, lying if we all said that no one saw this coming. It was, you know, a few weeks ago there was those really adverse headlines about his assistant, John Paul DeMarini, and things being destabilised at the club. And you know, when all those things start popping up and happening, you know that there's only one way it's going to end, unless a miracle and results turn around very sharply. But I think the thing with the Western Sydney Wanderers is, you know, it, unlike Perth Glory, who were last on the table 6 weeks ago, you always thought with Perth they were just one win away from really putting a run together. You don't feel the same. Well, I certainly don't want to watch Western Sydney Wanderers. There's something amiss there this season. They've got a good squad on paper. They've got all the facilities that you could possibly wish for, but their performances don't suggest that there's a run coming. And, you know, it's up to John Paul DeMarini now. He's in the chair to turn things around, but he's very much hands-on as an assistant. So can he turn things around that he's been heavily involved with? Time will tell. He's a good football man, JP. Been around a long time, knows the A-League, has won the A-League as an assistant coach. He now gets his chance as a head coach.
Do you see this club, you know, improving in lengths in seasons to come, or is this going to be a very hard slog for Western Sydney to get back to the glory days?
Well, the longer this goes, the more damage that's being done. There's no doubt about that. But Paul Lederer is a wonderful owner. He's a wonderful football man. He's given the players and the coaching staff and the administration staff everything you could possibly want as a football club. So his mantra going into this season was no excuses. So, you know, everyone needs to heed that mantra and work to that, because that's the only way they're going to get themselves out of this mess. But I was there on Sunday night commentating for radio, and, you know, it was an eerie feeling in the stadium, because the RBB that we were so used to seeing packed that behind the goal at the old Pertec Stadium. It was a shadow of its former self. The RBB turned its back on the players at full time. So they're a long way from their Heady days and a long way from the Tony Popovich era.
Now, Mossy, does the Western Sydney Wanderers need a big-name manager, or do they need an Aussie coach, or what do they need as their leader? The key ingredient.
Look, yeah, look, Oz, it's a great question. We've got three coaches been sacked in the A-League in the last 10 days or 12 days, which is unprecedented in such a short space of time. And I keep saying that, you know, it doesn't really matter about the name. It's about understanding the league, understanding the culture, understanding how to manage a salary cap, understanding the Australian mentality. And if you tick those boxes, of course we all want coaches who have got vast experience at the biggest clubs, because they're the ones that, you know, generally they've got runs on the board. So you get a lot of confidence from that. But, you know, I just, for the life of me, I can't see why, and this is all due respect to foreign coaches, we've got some good Aussie coaches. You know, the likes of Tony Vidmer, who's his Socceroos assistant, Aurelio Vidmer, Paul Oakon is still out there. Brad Maloney's coaching in Malaysia, doing some incredible things. Mehmet Jurakovic is doing some incredible things in East Asia. Gary Phillips. The list goes on, but we keep going for these foreign coaches who come here and they get caught short because of the conditions, playing through summer, hard pitches, the salary cap. The list goes on and on.
So why? Why are they continuing to look elsewhere and not at the Aussie coaches?
Well, I think it's for the stardust factor. In some ways, like if you look at Robbie Fowler and Marcus Bubble, they're two big names in world football, played at the very highest level in World Cups for their country and at big clubs in Liverpool. But I just think we need to show more faith in our local coaches. It's a league, it's a developing league. We're not where we want to be. And if we're going to use it to develop foreign coaches and give them a crack, I just think that's the wrong way to go.
Well, what about a bloke like Harry Kewell?
Yeah, well, Harry's name's been thrown about for Newcastle and now for Western Sydney. He's a Western Sydney boy. He's had a little bit of experience over in England. And sure, if we're going to go for a, you know, for a lesser name European manager or a Harry Kewell, then I'd much rather see a Harry come back because, you know, he's taking his coaching seriously. He's got his badges. He had a little bit of success overseas, turned things around at the club he was at. And I'd like to see him get a crack if it's between him and a lesser name. If we're going to go for a big, big European name, well, then you're going to have to pay the big, big dollars to get them over here. And I just can't see that happening.
All right. If you're in charge, who are you employing?
At a club like Western Sydney.
Class club, yeah.
Oh, look, I mean, you know, if I was at Western Sydney Wanderers, I'd be going for an Aussie. I'd be going for someone who really, all the things that I've just listed. I really like Aurelio Vidmer. I think he did some wonderful things down in Adelaide. He's an Adelaide boy, so he's not a Western Sydney boy, but I don't think being a rusted on Western Sydney boy, you know, necessarily is a massive box to tick for this job. It's someone who understands a bigger club, someone who understands what it takes to be successful in the league and what sort of players are around. Ulfric Tele in his debut season in Wellington, and I'm not trying to, you know, rip him away from Wellington after one season, but he's showing that he's up to it. He's a Western Sydney boy as well, so there's plenty of options around.
What about in the Premier League, mate? Are you excited yet, Liverpool? Are you prepared to say they've won it?
Well, the glass half empty blokes will say we're nervous now because it's ours to lose. But
surely you can't lose now, mate.
Nah, 16 no. points clear. Man City dropping points again on the weekend. Liverpool beating Manchester United. We're not losing this title. And what I would like to see as a Liverpool fan and a coach, of course, with my coaching cap on, is Liverpool be absolutely ruthless here. We've got a chance to not just win the league, but set records along the way. We've got a chance to amass 112 points if we go through the rest of the season undefeated. And I'm sure Jurgen Klopp will be driving his players behind the scenes with all these little motivators that, you know, they're basically competing against themselves every week now. It's not, it's a one-horse race, but he's got to find new ways to lift them to different levels, which I'm sure he'll be doing.
And, mate, what about your fundraiser for the Fires? How did that go down at the Gong?
Oh, it was brilliant, Davey. I had over 400 international caps at my disposal, including Robbie Farah. He came across from rugby league.
Mate, he loves his soccer. He loves his soccer, Robbie. Mad Liverpool man.
What a humble guy. I gave him 89 and a half minutes and then got him a standing ovation from the crowd in the last minute. And he came off and he absolutely collapsed on the sideline. He was knackered. But, gee, he knows his way around the football pitch and the boys loved having him involved. He's a great guy. But, the others, the likes of Scott Chipperfield, Brett Emerton, Luke Wiltshire, David Carney, these guys were just brilliant to have on the pitch. And I couldn't help but reflect on the sideline and think, geez, if I had this bunch of players 10 years ago, I'd still be coaching. I'd probably be coaching in Europe.
Very good, mate. Well, look, nearly 30,000, or raise more than 30,000, as you said, for the Fires. That's outstanding, mate. And let's get behind the Ollieroos. One more win and we're off to Tokyo. How good?
Yeah, that's right. Spoke to Graham Arnold yesterday and he's hell-bent on winning this title. Over there in the championships, but of course with that will come automatic qualification. But if they win this next game and get into the final, they're going to Tokyo 2020. First time since Graham Arnold took them there in 2008 Beijing. So a massive game Thursday morning.
Yeah, fingers crossed they can do it and make their way through to the Olympic Games. Good on you, Mossy. We'll speak on Thursday.
Have a wonderful day, guys. Take care.